This is a late night addition to the Real Estate Confidant. It is 2:27 in the morning on a Saturday morning. It was just a major snowstorm in New York City yesterday, and everything is crazy. Can't sleep because I'm excited. I'm excited for your future. I'm excited for the things to come, the great things that are coming, the things that are going to push you all to that next level. I'm excited for you. I see the vision. I see your vision. And your vision is now. It's time. All right? I've been thinking about what I wanted to talk to y'all about right now. And, you know, you could confide in me. That's why I call it the Real Estate Confidant. Because you could confide in me. Okay? So, what should we discuss? What should we discuss? How about we discuss more watching out for fraud? How about that? Watch out for them gamers. Watch out for the scammers in the real estate industry. You have individuals portraying real estate representatives and agents and investors. And we know there's a difference between wholesalers and real estate agents. There's a fine line with the laws. We know that. We know that as long as legal documentation on paper shows and or sign and all this other great stuff. But I'm talking about the folks who show a property knowing that they don't represent the property. Take these people's earnest money deposit. Take these people's down payment. Take these people's closing costs. Take these people's money and then just disappear. This is what I'm talking about. Watch out for those, ladies and gentlemen. Watch out for the quote unquote agents who show you a property, have you sign a form, you're giving them a check or cash for whatever amount, thinking that it's for 1 month rent, 1 month security, and in reality, they disappear. They're not really agents. So you definitely want to ask for their ID, their state ID, their license, not their driver's license, their real estate license. Now, if they're wholesalers, investors, then they have to have business cards or something that shows that they own the business or they are part of a business, that kind of thing. Okay. And this is more for my real estate investors, you know, and people who are just looking to rent or purchase, just in general. All right. And then you always want to have a real estate attorney in your pocket at all times. When you're doing business as a whole, you want to check the fine print. Make sure it doesn't say all sales are final, because then if for whatever reason you pay the money, something goes wrong, you have to postpone, next thing you know, you lose all your money. It's not good for you. You're the one paying all the money. Everybody's taking their time out. Everybody's, spending time to do the transaction. But you're the one putting up the money. And the most important and most valuable thing that anybody has, any business person, any company, is customer service. It'll keep the clients coming and all of that good stuff. Okay? So, make sure you all do your due diligence when you all are looking for real estate, working with real estate agents, That's the other thing. You got to watch out for real estate agents who sell you garbage, who try to rent you garbage, who try to sell you garbage. Now, I'm not trying to offend anybody. I know everybody have to get, they have to get their money. They have to get their, you know, their commission, however they get it. I respect it. But think about it. Would you bring your parents to a home that you know is roach infested, that you know has rats and mice and holes in the walls that need to be fixed? Would you really do that? No. But most of the times, people who are agents, they're just trying to get their commission. So they really don't care where they, what they try to sell you or how they try to sell it. This is what I mean by customer service. So you always have to do your due diligence, okay? And many times, especially if it's rentals and in the system, you see that a lot of international people are renting in a specific building, or national people who live in the city are renting in a certain building. To a lot of agents, it really does not matter. We know there's piping issues in the building. We know that the building management is terrible. We know these things. But yet, many times, real estate agents are not truthful and honest with the people who are renting or purchasing the property. Same thing with a seller's agent. They may not tell you everything, but if they are in knowledge of what's going on, or knowledgeable about what's happening in that property, and the seller of the property, the owner, is has told them what's going on, but you know, beneath the walls, underneath the floors, in the ceilings, on the roof, it is legal. It's legally their obligation to tell you what's going on, whether they represent the seller and that's their, that's who they focus on in a dual agency agreement and all of this other stuff. You don't want to be duped. Okay. And that's the key. Don't be duped in this society. I've had run-ins with people who don't trust other people. And so they only think about themselves and they don't care about anything else. Please, this is a business. This is about customer service. We don't care about your last 20 transactions and how awesome it was with the people you worked with. It's about the relationship that you have with the person you're working with right now. Okay? So please, if you had two types of toilet paper, you had Charmin and you had No Frills, which one would you purchase? If you had two watches, a real Rolex and a fake Rolex, and they both cost the same, which one would you purchase? If you wanted to get your child the best toy in the world, and you had two toys and they both were the same price and one was of higher quality than the other, which one would you purchase? Let's be realistic and let's be honest, right? Have the decency, okay? There's been too many times in my career in real estate, whether it's investing or it's me working with an agency as a renter or seller, that I find people selling garbage, real estate that needs to be redeveloped, real estate that needs to be demolished. Use your insurance money. Create a redevelopment program, nonprofit, something. But don't try to sell a property that was built 125 years ago and do plaster work on the walls and the halls, knowing that you could put your finger through the hole and the hole will just break. The plaster will just break right through the hole. Now, if my finger could go through the hole, that means mice, that means rats, that means any type of vermin, squirrel, squatter, or whatever, could poke through that hole and every other plastered hole that you've put up. Okay? Come on now, people. There's properties that I've been to where people actually rent 3-4 unit properties where people are actually living, paying rent because they, unfortunately, their credit is bad. And so they don't have any other place that will accept them. So they're living in a property that's hazardous to their health, that has mice, that has rats, that has roaches, that is breaking down through foundation, that has a huge hole in the basement, unfinished basement. You know at any time this property is going to be torn down or taken over by the bank or what have you. Okay? There's been times where I've seen properties where people are selling these properties, but the owners know that they're renters in these properties, but the bathroom's foundation is falling through. That means that at any point, the renter could come out of the shower and fall right through the floor to the first floor from the second. Okay? That means that in any time, a renter could wake up in the middle of the night and be bitten by a rat or a mouse. This is not something that, if ethically, if you won't live here, you shouldn't be trying to rent or sell the properties. Okay? To me, that's fraud. If you know these people are international and they know nothing about where, about the city that you live in, but yet you still decide to rent them a shitty apartment, excuse my French, it's not right, people. Yes, get your money. Do what you have to do. But understand, there's a thin line. This is a thin, 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 thin line. Okay? Same goes with management. Same goes with property owners. If you know your property needs redevelopment and upkeep, you need to fix those problems. Because if you don't, you're going to have bigger problems in the long run than you want. Okay, and we all know about the land trust and protective things that we could put over our property in our name so we could make sure our money is protected and so on and so forth. But don't do that knowing that you there are things in the property that you need to fix for people who are living there. Okay, especially the elderly. You know, come on now, let's get it together. All right. The other thing is make sure that when you start on the closing of a deal, you sign on that document, dotted line, that accepted offer, you know, and then you go to pay that earnest money deposit, that they make sure they put that earnest money deposit in an escrow account and not their personal account and not somebody else's account. Okay. And I cannot stress this enough. Make sure you have your real estate attorney. Okay? You need your real estate attorney that's going to back you. You need the team. You need the accountant. You need your mortgage broker. And you need a mentor that's been through the process, that's going to help you through. Okay? All right. So that's going to be my rant for the night. Hope you all have a good night. I'll be talking to y'all soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.